Hi. In this podcast, we will discuss some data science interview questions and answers that can help you get hired in the data science field. Data scientists are employed across industries like marketing, finance, healthcare, retail, manufacturing, etc. Depending upon the industry and job profile, employers may ask a variety of questions. These questions cover skills like basic coding, statistics, mathematics, data analysis, data visualization, data modeling, data cleaning, and more. Here is a list of important data science questions to help you prepare for your upcoming interview. So, let's get started. Question 1. What is data science? Answer. Data science is the field of study that combines domain expertise, programming skills, and knowledge of mathematics and statistics to extract meaningful insights from data. Question 2. What is the difference between data science and machine learning? Answer. Following are the major differences between data science and machine learning. Number 1. Data science is a field about processes and systems to extract data from structured and semi-structured data. Whereas, machine learning is a field of study that gives computers the capability to learn without being explicitly programmed. Number 2. Data science need the entire analytics universe. While, machine learning is a combination of machine and data science. Number 3. Data in data science maybe or maybe not evolved from a machine or mechanical process. In contrast, machine learning uses various techniques like regression and supervised clustering. Number 4. Data science as a broader term not only focuses on algorithms statistics but also takes care of the data processing. Whereas, machine learning is only focused on algorithm statistics. Question 3. What is a linear regression? Answer. Linear regression is a data analysis technique that predicts the value of unknown data by using another related and known data value. Question 4. What is bias? Answer. Bias is the simplifying assumptions made by the model to make the target function easier to approximate. Question 5. Discuss Naive-Bayes algorithm? Answer. The Naive-Bayes algorithm model is based on the Bayes theorem. It describes the probability of an event. It is based on prior knowledge of conditions which might be related to that specific event. Question 6. What the aim of conducting A/B testing? Answer. A/B testing used to conduct random experiments with two variables, A and B. The goal of this testing method is to find out changes to a web page to maximize or increase the outcome of a strategy. Question 7. What is a linear regression? Answer. It is a technique of measuring the linear relationship between the two variables. By linear relationship, we mean that an increase in a variable would lead to increase in the other variable and a decrease in one variable would lead to attenuation in the second variable as well. Based on this linear relationship, we establish a model that predicts the future outcomes based on an increase in one variable. Question 8. What are the steps for a data analytics project? Answer. Following are the major steps for data analytics project. 1. Find an interesting topic. Many problems can be solved by analyzing data and improving the data, but you should choose a topic that motivates and fascinates you. 2. Obtain and understand data. There are many online data sources where you can get free datasets to use in your project. 3. Data preparation. To perform any analytical activity on any data, it needs to be in a structured format. This step is known as data cleaning or data wrangling. 4. Data modeling. In this step, you will begin building models to test your data. It seems the most interesting stage, but remember, before this step, you spend sufficient time and techniques in prior steps. You can use different modeling methods to determine which is more suitable for your data. 5. Model evaluation. Once you have crafted your model, you need to evaluate the model thoroughly. In this stage, you have to determine if your model is working properly. Did you get the desired outcome? Also, if it meets the business requirements. 6. Deployment and visualization. This is the final and the most crucial step of completing your data analytics project. After setting a model that performs well, you can deploy the model for different applications and in the business market. Question 9. What is backpropagation? Answer. Backpropagation is a widely used algorithm for training feed-forward neural networks. It computes the gradient of the loss function with respect to the network weights. Question 10. What is the K-means clustering method? Answer. K-means clustering is an important unsupervised learning method. It is the technique of classifying data using a certain set of clusters, which is called K-clusters. It is deployed for grouping to find out the similarity in the data. Question 11. Which language is best for text analytics? R or Python? Answer. Python will more suitable for text analytics as it consists of a rich library known as Pandas. It allows you to use high-level data analysis tools and data structures, while R doesn't offer this feature. Question 12. What is skewed distribution and uniform distribution? Answer. A skewed distribution is a distribution where the values in the dataset are not normalized and the distribution curve is inclined towards one side. On the other hand, uniform distribution is a symmetric distribution where the probability of occurrence of each point is same for a given range of values in the dataset. Question 13. What is reinforcement learning? Answer. Reinforcement learning is a learning mechanism about how to map situations to actions. The end result should help you to increase the binary reward signal. In this method, a learner is not told which action to take, but instead must discover which action offers a maximum reward. Question 14. Explain cluster sampling technique in data science? Answer. Cluster sampling is a probability sampling technique where researchers divide the population into multiple groups, clusters, for research. So, researchers then select random groups with a simple random or systematic random sampling technique for data collection and analysis. Question 15. Explain the benefits of using statistics by data scientists. Answer. Advanced machine learning algorithms in data science utilize statistics to identify and convert data patterns into usable evidence. Data scientists use statistics to collect, evaluate, analyze, and draw conclusions from data, as well as to implement quantitative mathematical models for pertinent variables. Question 16. What is a decision tree? Answer. Decision tree is the most powerful and popular tool for classification and prediction. A decision tree is a flowchart-like tree structure, where each internal node denotes a test on an attribute, each branch represents an outcome of the test, and each leaf node, terminal node, holds a class label. Question 17. What is p-value? What is the significance of p-value? Answer. The p-value means the probability for a given statistical model that, when the null hypothesis is true, the statistical summary would be equal to or more extreme than the actual observed results. P-value is a measure of how likely is that the observed data would have occurred by random chance. It conveys, under the premise of the null hypothesis, what is the likelihood of getting the observed data value. Question 18. What is a confusion matrix? Answer. A confusion matrix is a table that is used to define the performance of a classification algorithm. A confusion matrix visualizes and summarizes the performance of a classification algorithm. Question 19. How is deep learning different from machine learning? Answer. Machine learning means computers learning from data using algorithms to perform a task without being explicitly programmed. While deep learning uses a complex structure of algorithms modeled on the human brain. This enables the processing of unstructured data such as documents, images, and text. Question 20. What is the difference between recall and precision? Answer. Recall is the ability of a model to find all the relevant cases within a data set. Mathematically, we define recall as the number of true positives divided by the number of true positives plus the number of false negatives. Whereas, precision is the ability of a classification model to identify only the relevant data points. Thank you for listening to our podcast.